Well, our next speaker needs no introduction in this room. Kevin Lundquist has practiced school law since 1989. After spending 1 year on the dark side, he dedicated his entire practice since 1990 to representing public school educators around the state. He served as general counsel for the Texas State Teachers Association, TEPSA, ATPE members as well. He represents everyone who needs good and competent help in this state. He has successfully argued the seminal Texas Supreme Court case, Montgomery v. Davis, as well as countless other commissioner's decisions or commissioner cases, as well as cases to the Texas courts. If you have not listened to the argument in Montgomery, it is well worth your time. It is a wonderful display of Kevin's excellent thinking on his feet to a very active panel, able to exhibit humility and confidence at the same time, and he's always a brilliant legal mind. I know we are all looking forward to hearing from Kevin Lundquist.
Thank you so much, Gianna, for that kind introduction. Hello, folks. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I was here 3 years ago speaking on First Amendment rights of students and employees with respect to political speech. As you will recall, 3 years ago, we were staring down the face of another historic and, you know, a divisive election. So I thought that was pertinent. And in researching for that, I began to wonder, what is political speech? In our divided country, it seems like everything is political speech. So I put a list on the board of all the things I thought were political, and it was everything. It was all inclusive. And I went and looked at that list again in preparation for today's lecture, and I realized that I left some things out because 3 years ago, I didn't know anything about COVID or vaccines, or masks, or CRTs. I didn't know books and libraries were political and divisive. I'm now thinking that the 2020 Kevin was so naive. And he was. So I updated the list. I sent this to UT a few weeks ago, and I feel confident, at least I felt confident, that I'd put together a list of everything that is political and divisive and toxic. And then like 2 weeks ago, this happened. And I thought, you know, of course. So on your slide, you'll just have to write in M&Ms there to make sure I think now it's complete. To launch into how school employees are being caught up in our culture wars and becoming victims of our culture wars. I just went back and looked at what is a culture war, and I don't really know, I'm not a historian. But I looked at, I think you can make the case that our culture wars are at least fought at a high level around our Constitution. And I like First Amendment cases, so I looked at some of the venerable First Amendment cases that we all need to know in the jobs that we do. We've got the Tinker armband case. We've got the Barnett case, which says you cannot be forced to pledge allegiance. Of course, Tinker being decided at the peak of the Vietnam War by the U.S. Supreme Court, Barnett being decided at arguably the peak of World War II. These are high-impact cases. These are our North Stars. We've got Hazelwood, Connick, saying that school employees have First Amendment rights when they speak as citizens on matters of public concern, as tempered by Pickering and the Garcetti case, which some speakers have already mentioned. But these are just some examples, and I don't know that all of these were big culture war cases. I think the culture war cases, to me, it's just my opinion, seem like when I look at Morgan versus Swanson as maybe an example, I think it is an example of a culture war case. I mean, who does this impact? This is the Jesus candy cane case. This says that a first grade student has a constitutional right at a winter break party to pass out the legend of the candy cane, the Jesus legend of the candy cane, to their classmates. And that's who it impacts. It impacts first graders who want to pass out Jesus candy canes. It's not an armband case. It's not the you can't make me pledge allegiance case. It's a Jesus candy cane case. And I know it sounds like I'm dismissing it. I think it's a fascinating case. And I filed an amicus brief in this case, and I think it has fascinating issues, but to me it sounds like a culture war case.